Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. Do you have a creative project that you're daily dreaming about, only to find yourself full of excuses why you can't work on it right now? What about that creative project you've been perfecting for years now, telling yourself that it's almost there? How about the project you've finished, released, and buried deep in your website, afraid to share it with the world? In today's episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore these questions and dive into the 13 reasons why your creative projects don't happen. Whether you're a filmmaker, podcaster, designer, writer, programmer, or more, I hope you'll give yourself the freedom to explore what's holding you back from getting the creative project out of your head and into the world. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/440. Today I want to talk about something that's very important to me, and that's getting creative projects out of your head and into the world. And the reason why this is important to me is because it's something that I struggle with, and I know a lot of other people struggle with it too. The first thing that you need to know is I'm going to separate this from your typical business project, because for most people, the problem isn't the work that they get paid to do, it's the work that they want to do. Although you can use what I'm talking about to help you get your client work started. I know for many creative entrepreneurs, they don't have a problem starting and finishing client work, but when it comes to their own creative projects, they keep on dreaming, perfecting in their minds, stumbling, delaying, and procrastinating. I find comfort in knowing that I'm not the only one with this struggle, because almost every creative person I talk to has the same issue. So what is a creative project? You can call these passion projects, side hustles, marketing initiatives, whatever. But in this episode, I'm going to call them creative projects. Maybe it's a podcast, a book, a film series, a feature film, a poster series, merch for your company, that new website for your business that's going to unleash your skills onto the world. Maybe there are new skills, new services, new offerings, that epic prog album you have relentlessly created in your mind. For myself, it's a series of courses and short film ideas. I write, I toil, I tinker away, and nothing happens. Recently, I've been inspired by the book Do Nothing, How to Break Away from Overworking, Overdoing, and Underliving by Celeste Headlee. It's a look at the world of work and how we got to this place of worshiping productivity, life hacks, and hustle. And as I read this book, it is helping me to think differently about why creative projects don't and oftentimes won't happen. At first, it's really tempting to tell people, you know what, the reason why the creative projects aren't happening for you is it's because you're lazy. You're watching too much Netflix, you're spending too much time playing outside, or you're just not making the time for it, let alone taking the time. But the thing is, if I told myself that, I would promptly say, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm a hard worker. I work so hard. I'm not lazy. And to prove you wrong, I'm going to work even harder. Because look at what I've accomplished, and look, I'm just going to prove you wrong. With that motivation, not only do I get my creative project done, but I subsequently end it because I can't sustain that. So now that I've gotten you're lazy and you aren't making or taking the time out of the way, what else could there be? Well, in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share 13 reasons why your creative projects don't happen and what you can do to actually get them started. First, you don't trust yourself. You don't trust your intuition. You don't trust the creative idea that you have. And so you ask questions of yourself, well, who am I to do this project? Why would anyone listen to me? Why would anyone care about the work that I want to put out into the world? And this is a great way to really stop before you even start. Because when you don't trust yourself, you automatically think that someone else isn't going to trust you. And I think the first thing that you got to do is look at places in your life where people have trusted you. Maybe it's in relationships, maybe it's in your work. But when you can find the evidence that other people have trusted you, or even the evidence that you've trusted yourself to learn a skill, to learn a craft, the trust is there. You just need to have that reminder that it is there. Second, you don't believe in your message. This is kind of an extension of not trusting yourself, but if you don't believe in your message, there's a fear that other people will sniff it out and think that you're inauthentic, or they won't believe you either. And so look for impact in yourself and others. As you are working on this project that you believe in, what is the message that this project is putting out into the world? How has that message impacted you? And this is the evidence that your message, your creative project, is making a difference. And it can be subtle, or it can be really obvious. But look for the subtle reminders that people are paying attention. And as you believe in who you are, as you believe in your message, and as you believe in the creative projects that you are putting out into the world, I really do think that you'll start to shift from not believing your message to really being able to see the impact of your work, the impact of your life on yourself and others. The third reason, you tell yourself when you get more money, skills, contacts, paid work, exposure, etc., then and only then will you start your creative project. This is an interesting one, because where this often comes into play is that, well, why should I start a side project now when maybe I don't have enough paid work? And what's interesting is you really start putting limitations on yourself before you even start. So call yourself on your own bullshit. Will you really start when you have more money? How much money do you actually need? Is it just getting your bills taken care of? Or is it when I have enough money in the bank, when I have this camera, when I have this benchmark? Is that really what's preventing you from getting this creative idea started? Most often, it's not. It's really just an excuse. So call yourself on it. Set an attainable goal. Okay, maybe you need paid work. Well, do the work that you need to get your name out there, then get started on your creative project, because getting your name in front of people combined with the work that you want to create can actually lead to paid work. If you only put your name out there, but never get your creative projects to life, you're missing a critical piece of networking and exposure. The fourth reason, this is in line with the third one. Actually, it's in line with the first three. You're making more excuses than content. I think excuses are awesome. But let's be honest. If you can learn to channel your ability to tell the tall tales of why you can't do something or it's not the right time, you can generate content. And the more excuses that you have, the more content that you're able to generate, because the excuses and stories often stay in your head, while content that you generate enters the world in some form or another. It's a very subtle shift. And all it takes is someone to really listen to your excuses, getting them into your mouth and out of your mouth into someone's ears so that they can say, oh, that sounds like a great blog post idea. Or that sounds like a great short film. Try that. The fifth reason, you don't know where to start. I hear this often, and I love this one a lot, because if you don't know where to start, you're generally stuck in two places. First, Maybe you just have no idea of what your idea is. So you need to brain dump your idea into a notebook, a digital file, maybe a series of post-it notes, whatever makes sense to you to get an idea of just what this idea actually is. But the second thing that you need to do is really understand the process behind the work that you want to do. If you want to make a feature film, but you have no idea how to make film, then you need to understand what the process of filmmaking actually is. Because here's the truth. Every creative discipline is built upon a repeatable process that you can get better at. Filmmaking, it's a process. Podcasting, process. So you need to get to work in fully understanding the process that you want to do. So that's where you need to start. Search, watch, ask to get a full understanding of what that process is. Sixth, you don't know what to do next. Did you get the full glimpse of your idea in the previous reason? Did you break it down into steps? Well, that's where you're going to find your next step. It's hard to know what to do first, next, or even last if you have no idea of what you're really doing. Creative projects are processes built upon processes. Sometimes we say we don't know what to do next because we either don't know what the next step is, or the next step is so big, we're overwhelmed and we don't want to do it. So break it down into smaller steps. The seventh reason, you're too busy doing other stuff. Now, just like, you know, you're not making the time or taking the time, this one is really you have so much going on, both legitimate and illegitimate, that you just don't have time. In the book Do Nothing, as I mentioned in the opening, it really is an exploration of busyness and how we're really trying to fill our schedules as a hallmark of legitimacy. So if this creative project is really important to you, what can you eliminate from your schedule so that you can make time to do it? So that you're not too busy doing all of these things. Maybe you watch less Netflix. Maybe you listen to less podcasts. Maybe you end your workday when you're supposed to end it. Get really clear about what you can do to eliminate that busyness in your life. The eighth reason, you're afraid. Fear is one of the biggest reasons why we don't get our creative work out there. And it's not just fear that we're going to suck, or fear that we'll get rejected, or fear that we'll succeed. But oftentimes it's things like, what will people say? Will people still like me? Will the internet trolls rip me apart? What if no one buys, responds, or signs up? I remember making a short film a few years ago for a friend's art project called Questionable World Leaders. And I was afraid of the fallout that I would have participating in a film project supporting that. And yet, I loved the project because it was so creative and it was so different than anything I'd done before. And at the time, there was no fallout from it. So a good strategy here is to identify potential fears and how you would respond if those fears came to life. Now you can use that energy to move forward and really get the fears out of the way. But I know, easier said than done, because fear is hard to work through, but you have to do it, especially if this creative project means something to you. Ninth, you're comparing your imagined project against whatever you just saw on social media. I love Instagram. I really do. I spend probably way too much time on there. And what I've realized is that nothing triggers my imposter syndrome more than spending time on social media, because there is so much great work out there. And if you aren't careful, and if I'm not careful, you're going to start telling yourself stories about why your project comparatively sucks. You're going to start trying to perfect it. You're going to start trying to compare a process that hasn't even started yet to the end results of someone else's process. And you're comparing apples to oranges. So if you can separate yourself from this finished work that someone else did to what you want to do, You're going to have a lot more freedom to explore, to try new things, and to really be willing to suck. Because you kind of have to let yourself suck in order to improve and grow upon. And that brings me to the 10th reason. If your work isn't happening, you probably set somewhere along the line impossibly high standards and expectations for yourself as a creator and your work. If there's one thing I've learned in producing 440 episodes of this show, at a certain point, you have to get the episode done and released. I remember the first episode where I kept wanting to record over and over and over again and get it perfect. And I realized that that wasn't sustainable. And I'm not saying that you have to put shitty work out there. But at a certain point, you have to let it go that perfection isn't going to happen all the time. And some episodes are going to resonate differently than you think. Not every show is going to be the pinnacle episode. It's so easy to want to set high standards and expectations. But you have to be willing to suck. You have to be willing to improve. But most importantly, you have to be willing to show up every week or whatever release schedule you have. The 11th reason. You spend more time looking for quick tricks and tips instead of putting in the time to get better. I remember when I was first learning Photoshop in the late 90s. I would constantly search for tutorials on how to do certain things. It was probably some form of texture, like chrome or gold, because that was huge in the late 90s. Fast forward to today, and the world of tutorials has exploded into an entire educational ecosystem ranging from free products to premium-priced stuff. And there's a place for learning tips and tricks. We have to constantly up our game. But here's the thing that I've learned about my own learning pursuits. There is a difference between learning something you don't know and improving your existing skills. But the question that I have is this: when it comes to your creative skills, what would happen if you just practiced 1 hour a day for an entire week instead of exploring new things that maybe you don't know that someone else is doing better than you? What if you put your learning into action and grew your creative muscles? What would the result be? That might raise your quality of work to meet high standards and expectations instead of expecting them from the get-go. The 12th reason, you've quit before you even started. Where I see this happening is when the scale of someone's ambition starts to feel beyond them. Maybe you come up with an idea, and as you explore the idea, it becomes, instead of a short film, it becomes a feature film. You know that you can create a short film, 10 minutes, but wow, creating a feature film feels so far beyond what you know you can do. And this is where accountability comes into play. If you're quitting before you start, you need a mentor. You need an accountability partner. You need a coach. Whatever you want to describe that person as, you need someone to help you keep moving toward what you want to create. Because if you only do the work that you know you can do, you're never going to do the work that you can grow into doing. And if you only create short films for the rest of your life, what if you miss out on that feature film because you weren't scaling your ambitions? The 13th reason why your creative projects don't happen, you keep it to yourself and never share progress, updates, or the finished project with anyone. Alternately, you release it but never promote it. I resonate with all 13 reasons, but this one I am so guilty of. It's kind of that adage from the movie Field of Dreams: if you build it, they will come. And the reality is that never happens. You not only have to do the creative work, but you have to do the work of showing up, sharing, and doing it over and over again. And that's the part that is so uncomfortable. because I just want to do the work and get it out there and not do the work of getting it out there. So now that you've heard the 13 reasons why your creative projects don't happen, here is the one thing you can do right now to make sure that they do happen. Commit or quit. Yes, commit or quit. It's that simple. By committing to your creative project, you are stating to yourself that it is important to you and that now you're going to go through the work of getting it done. On the other hand, if it's not the right time, or maybe you need to work more on the idea, allow yourself to quit. Write down the idea in a one-day file and purge it from your mind. By taking the action of committing or quitting, you can give yourself the mental and emotional freedom of only doing the work that truly matters to you. In the spirit of reason number 13, if you are struggling to start right now, I have an online audio course that will help you identify, work through, and solidify your creative project. It's called Start Right Now: How to Get Your Creative Projects Out of Your Head and Into the World. There are three ways to get the course. First, the workbook. Second, the audio course and the workbook. Or third, the full experience, including the workbook, audio course, and one-on-one coaching. Head to chrismartinstudios.shop to purchase the course, as well as some awesome Getting Work to Work merchandise. And if you purchase either the workbook or the audio course and enter the coupon code GWTWSRN at checkout, you'll receive 75% off the purchase price. If you have a creative project stuck in your head, I encourage you to reach out to me and let's have a conversation about it. I want to know what's keeping you stuck, and I want to help give you some tools to overcome those barriers that are holding you back. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.